Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's C. Sparky. 5:55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee sports timeout. Yes, it's a pick and save football Friday, but with the breaking news yesterday of David Stearns stepping down and Matt Arnold stepping into president of baseball operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, we had to go to our Brewers expert, former Brewers pitcher with Bally Sports Wisconsin. He is Tim Dillard. Tim, I guess first thoughts on David Stearns stepping down yesterday.
Yeah, big deal. And, you know, you calling me an expert in this, that's very generous. I appreciate it. I mean, we know as much as what was told. I watched the interview and I saw the tweets that go. But I mean, it just looking at it, I think everyone knew that eventually David Stearns was going to go to the Mets. You know, I think that's probably what everyone thinks. We don't know if that's what's going to happen. It's a good assumption, though. But if you go back a year, it looked like Matt Arnold was the top candidate for the Mets. They said so themselves of like, hey, we want a president of baseball operations. We got to, you know, this is the guy. Brewers said no. Mark Antanasio said no. So now it looks like, you know, they're just kind of switching jobs. I mean, that may not happen, but I mean, my first thought is, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
All right, so I'm going to be the dad in this whole situation. You're a dad, too. And I was...
Love you, Dad.
I love you, too, Tim. And I'm watching this, and if you go back and you watch and you listen... And when Stearns talks about how, you know, he loves baseball or how baseball will always be a part of his life, he kind of gets choked up a little bit when he talks about it. And then he starts talking about going into, you know, pursuing other interests, but baseball will always be a big part of his life and so forth. I'm not convinced it's a lock that he goes to the Mets right now. Maybe I'm being optimistic Brewers fan.
I don't know. I just kind of watching it and thinking, okay, what if, you know, if you're him, he's from New York City, that's his goal. One day is, you know, kind of running that franchise. If that's his goal, then how would you go about it? Okay, do you spend the whole offseason getting ready, you know, to do your job with the Brewers? Or do you take a time out, spend time with family and you know, have those negotiations and those conversations? And you know they've already had those. You know, probably dating back to last year, they probably were talking about, okay, if Matt Arnold does go to the Mets or doesn't go to the Mets, what's that look like? You know, if I'm Matt Arnold, I'm like, dude, I have a chance to be baseball operations, you know, Sultan or whatever it's called for the New York Mets. It's like, man, that's a ton of money. That's, you know, that's stuff that we can make happen. Big market, all that, blah, blah. It's like, well, that's the job I want. They'll say, okay, well, give me your job. And you go get that job. Well, what would that conversation look like? You got to think they had something like that last year.
That's a great observation. I guess I hadn't really thought about it. I looked at the conversation with Stearns. And said, okay, he's got a couple of younger kids, really young. Maybe that work-life balance isn't the best in pro sports and isn't the best in baseball, where you are literally consumed with your job all the time. You hear about it from coaches all the time. You hear about it from general managers all the time, how there really isn't that downtime. And you miss a lot of things involving your kids while you're consumed by your job. And it's not just a sports thing. It's a everyday real life thing for other people and other jobs as well. He's financially well off enough where he doesn't need to do this anymore if he doesn't want to, and can spend that time with his kids and maybe get into something else outside of baseball that allows him more opportunity to be with his kids. You being a former pitcher, and traveling and being in the minors and in the majors and so forth, I'm sure you can relate to that.
Absolutely, you can relate to that. And I will say this about the baseball player in and of itself. You know, you're on for 6 or 7 months, and yes, you're spending time with family, but just like with, you know, the front office type stuff, even though you're with your family, there's a lot of times when you just, during the season, it's just you're kind of there, but you're kind of have a focus on what's going on. But as the player, though, the whole off season, it's like right now I'm kind of in an off season. I'm just going to my kids' baseball practice and, you know, watching cheerleading and gymnastics. Like that's what I'm doing. I'm being dad. So for him, it's a more of a, you know, 365, 24-hour deal thing where something happens and here's a trade. And I think he's kind of run down a little bit and he wants to recharge his batteries. I don't think he's totally getting out of the game. I don't think that would be wise on any facet whatsoever outside of something that's, you know, that we don't know about. Just going by his presence and, you know, what I would think he's got in mind is, let me just take a step back. I'll chill out. It'll give a couple of months. And then, I don't know, I'm thinking Christmas time, announce, hey, I'm going to be the Mets guy and, you know, kind of get his feet wet before spring training. If, you know, this is all if Mark Antanasio says it's okay.
And because he's under contract for a year, this allows Mark to essentially make a trade, right? Because he does have him under contract for another year. So a competitive balance pick or a future player from the minor leagues or whatever the case may be, maybe Stearns kind of holds Steve Cohen and the Mets feet to the fire a little bit. If you want him that bad and you have to have him right now, then I want something in return for him.
Yeah, well, Billy Epler is the GM over there, and they like him. He's solid. He's done a solid job. But, you know, they're very open about their, you know, search when it comes to a president of baseball operations, someone to call the shot. I don't know if Mark Antanasio is allowed to trade a guy. I don't know if that's a thing where an owner can trade. I have no idea. Maybe it is. Be like, hey, let me get your prospect for this upper-level management front office guy. I don't know if that's a thing or not, but – I believe that everybody can win right here. I mean, David Stearns is really good, but if you look at Matt Arnold studying under him, it just all the stuff that Matt Arnold has been able to consume and experience in his career. He's been in baseball now a long time, but I mean, there's so much out there right now to deal with than maybe decades ago. I mean, when you have international picks and draft slotting and revenue sharing and spending limits and all this stuff that goes on, you have to have a bunch of smart people. And having both of those guys was a big deal for the Brewers. That's why they had the success. So now you're splitting them up. I think it's going to benefit the Brewers to have Matt Arnold at the top. But at the same time, he's got to bring somebody in with him so they can kind of, you know, have that think tank, you know, that, you know, market of intelligence.
You know, Tim, the other part about this is Matt Arnold, and Adam McKelvey tweeted out on Thursday, one of yours, Brewer Unfiltered podcast, where you had Matt Arnold on and had a whole conversation about him coming up through baseball and everything he went through. What are your thoughts on Matt Arnold, and how similar or different do you think it'll be between him and David Stearns?
I mean, I think it'll be similar in some ways, but I mean, I think at the same time, if you're around long enough, you pick a little bit from what everybody does right. He actually was with the Rangers with John Daniels. He's not going to be John Daniels, but he's going to probably institute some stuff that he learned, right? As a player, you do that. You have so many pitching coaches as a pitcher. You don't sit there and adopt everything they're talking about or how they hold their pitches. But you do, you take a little bits of advice. You take strategies, you take philosophies from everybody that you're under. And when you're around long enough, especially in different roles, I think Matt Arnold has a little bit of an advantage maybe over David Stearns in that way, just because of some of the duties he's had to kind of fill. You know, he's a jack of all trades in that way. He's just done a little bit of all that kind of stuff that you have to do at the front office, whether it's, you know, constructing a roster or, you know, the day-to-day stuff. And I don't know, you supervise player development, medical operations, scouting, analytics, getting into all that kind of stuff. I mean, he's been in, I don't know how many organizations, but he's had a lot of GMs. I think he said the other day, 10 GMs that he's been underneath. So this is his chance. You know, he's got ideas. You know, he's going to be excited. And you know what? If you want to make your mark on the game, you can't just be like the guy before you. The expectations are you need to do better.
They talked to Matt Arnold about, you know, trying to keep this thing together, trying to keep these pitchers together that are eligible for extensions and so forth going forward. And he talked about, you know, wanting to, you know, work in harmony with ownership and with Mark and so forth. Realistically, it's still the Milwaukee market. Realistically, you know, they're not probably going to be able to spend a huge amount of money on Corbin Burnes and on Brandon Woodruff. It feels like there's going to have to be an either or here. And they're going to have to make the decision of, are we going with the guy that we can get for the cheapest, or are we going for the guy that we think is the best?
Well, that's what comes into just the experience of the whole thing of, how much can we get for a guy? How much does this guy intend on getting? How can we manipulate to try to keep as many of the people as possible? But realistically, it is going to be tough. Can they do it? Yeah, they can do it. But especially having the relationship already. If you go back to when David Stearns was brought in, he was with the Astros. And, you know, he didn't have a foundation with the players and the coaching staffs and things like that. Matt Arnold's been there. He has seen it. He's seen it from every angle. And now he's in charge. And so, you know, he's got a plan. You know, he's got a plan. I think he said he's going to be talking to a lot of the players in negotiations and things like that, just having those conversations. And I think that's good. I think it's going to benefit him, the fact that he's awesome. He's very approachable. People like him. Players like him. That's going to help.
Tim, how much do you think this affects Craig Counsell and what he does? Stearns talked about the relationship that grew between him and Counsell over the course of time. Do you think this affects him at all as far as whether or not he wants to remain and still be here as a manager?
Yeah, I think so. I like I said, they have a relationship. It's not just, you know, we're bringing in a brand new person and you got to, you know, relearn everything and feel somebody out. I think probably once they reached this decision, one of the first people they called was Counsell, got his feedback, probably went through all the steps of that. I'm sure there's articles out there for, you know, where people are interviewing Craig already. But, you know, you want to like your boss, right? Doesn't matter what job you're in. You want to like your boss. You want to have that line of communication. And you don't get to these leadership roles, the high ones, without being a good communicator. So Matt Arnold being kind of, you know, second in command as the GM, vice president, whatever his title was, you know, he's doing a lot of that with the guy at the top and with the people below him. And if you even want to go a step further, you're talking about scouting, you're talking about minor leagues. He is the, I don't know what you would call it, the modem, right? He's the three-way call in the middle. So for him to have that kind of ability to do that is, it's going to help him now that he's at that top spot.
He is Tim Diller, Bally Sports Wisconsin analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tiller. Of course, all the Brewers Unfiltered podcasts. You guys are going to continue on that through the offseason, right? You, Adam McKelvey, Brad Ford, this is going to continue on?
I think so. I haven't heard anything lately. Usually we record like every Monday or Tuesday and hadn't heard anything in a few weeks. So hopefully we'll get that going. I mean, goodness, we can pull out a couple of episodes just on what happened this week already. So I don't know. We'll see. I know we're supposed to do it. Hopefully it's coming soon.
Well, if that doesn't happen, I'm here. You and I will do a podcast if they don't want to do a podcast with you. I'm telling you right now, I'm ready to rock and roll. You and I will do something then if they don't want to do it. But let us know. We'll be listening as always. Tim, thanks so much for coming, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Good to talk to you again.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Tim Diller. Follow him again on at Dim Tiller. Of course, Bally Sports Wisconsin analyst for the Milwaukee Brewers. There you go. David Stearns out. Matt Arnold in. Who will they promote? My money would be on Tom Flanagan. That would be my guess. But we'll see what the Brewers end up doing. And then that Brewers Major League coaching staff, Matt Arnold, made it sound like everybody's staying, which is kind of surprising because normally every year there's some type of changes on coaching staffs around Major League Baseball. But that's fine, and we'll move forward from there. But lots of things for Matt Arnold to do this offseason, and we'll continue to talk about it throughout the offseason here on 1250 AM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.